It's time now for this week's On The Beat, and joining us in studio this week is Garda Joanne Doherty of Donegal Town Garda Station. Joanne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Thanks for coming in and welcome to you. And we're going to start off with a renewed appeal for a missing person. And this young man has been missing now for quite some time.
That's correct, Niall. Yeah. Today we are doing a renewed appeal for a young man. His name is Keane Langanlan. He's 28 years old. He went missing a year ago yesterday from the Falcarra area. Now, the last known sighting of Keane was on the 27th of September 2020 in the Hornhead area in Donegal. Now, if your listeners are unaware of where this is, Hornhead is a peninsula in Donegal which is close to Dunfanaghy. Keane is described as 5'8" and of medium build, and he was last seen wearing blue jeans and a white t-shirt with black boots. If anyone has any information in relation to the disappearance of Keane, please contact any Garda station you wish or the Garda confidential line on 1800 666 111. Niall, just to make you aware that there is a picture of Keane on our Facebook page, which is the Garda Síochán Donegal Facebook page. So if any of your listeners want to have a look, feel free to share that picture. But it's a renewed appeal for that young man.
Yeah, okay. As you say, missing for almost a year now in Donegal. So if you can help with that, please forward information to the Gardaí. Number of house burglaries in the Carrick and Shannon area as
well. That's correct.
Right?
Yeah, Niall.
Quite a few, actually.
Yeah, there is quite a few. Gardaí are appealing for any information in relation to a number of residential burglaries which occurred on the 25th of September in the South Leitrim area, mostly the Mohill, Carrick and Shannon, Drumsna areas. If anyone saw anything suspicious on the 25th of September, or possibly if they even saw something that just stood out a little bit, or a car that looked a little bit suspicious, we'd urge you to get in contact with us. So that's last Saturday, the 25th of September, between 3 p.m. and 11 p.m. If there's any information, you can contact Carrick and Shannon Garda Station on 071 96 50 510. That's 071 96 50 510.
Okay, and staying with burglaries, an appeal for in relation to an incident in Lahey and Donegal.
Correct. This happened in a recycling centre on the 23rd of September between 5:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. A recycling centre was broken into in the Lahey area of Donegal. CCTV is being looked into at this area, and Gardaí and Belashanna are looking to speak to anyone who has any information. So that information is last Thursday, the 23rd of September between 5:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. If there's any information, you can contact Belashanna Garda Station 071 98 58 530. Alternatively, anybody can contact the Garda confidential line. I'll give that number again. It's 1800 666 111.
Right, okay. It is that time of the year, and you'd certainly notice it today. It's getting a little bit chillier these mornings, and of course the budget is nearly upon us, and people will be topping up on their home heating oil before an expected increase in fuel prices. But along with gas comes opportunity, of course, as well.
Of course, yeah. And you can definitely see it now, that today especially. But we all are aware that there has been a significant rise in the price of home heating oil. While it hasn't become a massive issue as of yet, it is a common problem for this time of year. We do see a lot of reports coming into us about home heating theft. Even more so it'll be this year because of the rise in prices. So we're just advising homeowners to monitor their usage and to consider placing a lock on their oil tank. And we'd also urge listeners, if they see anything suspicious in your area, to contact us and we can go and check it out. Now, there is gadgets that you can buy. There's there is monitors that you can buy, and they're cheap, really.
Apparently,
and
so, yeah.
Yeah, they are cheap. And you can even get ones now that you can download an app onto your phone and it monitors your usage, and then you can look at it on your phone and you can just see how much is it. So it'd be no problem to have, a daily look at it, or even a weekly look at it, just to you notice it massively. If someone has stolen your oil, it'll be a massive drop in it. So they're just little things that you could do to maybe prevent it.
Yeah, I'm not that technologically advanced. I must check that out. Didn't know there was an app you could get to see.
That's a very clever invention. You can download. Yeah,
all right, okay.
There's an app for everything these days.
Well, seemingly so. Yeah. There's not an app for On The Beat, though, but there you go. Now, finally this week, John, we want to bring up a road safety issue which is pertinent to the National Skull Éireú agus Nuala in Donegal Town. And I mean, this is a safety issue for the young kids, isn't it? More or less.
That's correct. Yeah, I've mentioned this issue before. I think it's even possibly last year that I've mentioned it. But unfortunately, we are still receiving reports of issues on a daily basis. Now, there are two sets of traffic lights at school Rua August Nula on this is out on the upper main street in Donegal town. Now we're having two main issues. One of the issues is illegal parking in the vicinity of the lights and the school entrances. Now when there's people parked illegally there at the traffic lights, some people find it hard to see the lights and they're just concentrating on the cars that are parked in front of the lights. That's a massive issue. And number two is that people just basically they're just not obeying the traffic light regulations. Now Donegal County Council, they have updated and they've modernised the traffic lights in the recent times, but since then we have provided advice and cautions to anyone that we've seen seen offending and going through the lights. However, due to a number of the incidents since the schools have reopened in the last couple of weeks, it is now we're going to have to take further action, and it is necessary for us to we're going to adopt a more stringent enforcement policy, and that's going to have to involve the issuing of a fixed charge penalty notice for offending drivers and a possible court appearance, which we don't want to go down that route, but this is the route we're going to have to take because of the restrictions being absolutely not obeyed. So today I'm appealing to the motorists in the Donegal town area to take extreme care in this area, and it's just to ensure the safety of the children crossing the road and attending school. It's a worrying issue that we have, and to be honest, it is continuing on a daily basis. We're getting constant reports, and we are going to a more stringent enforcement is going to have to take place.
Yeah, it's in everybody's interest that there is compliance with this.
Absolutely, and parking, it's not just people going through the lights; it's the people parking each side of the traffic lights, and it's making it very difficult for cars to even get past. So we're going to have to get a little bit. We're going to have to enforce it a little bit more.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's hope that those parents and guardians take note of that, and motorists who park there on a regular basis take note of that. So, as you said, Joanne, this week they renewed appeal for the young missing Kian, who's been missing for almost a year, and you're looking for information on the burglaries in the Carrick-in-Shannon area and in Lahey as well.
In Lahey, that's correct.
And the usual contact numbers apply, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's correct. If you want me to give them again, it's Carrick-in-Shannon Garda Station is 07196 50510. That's in relation to the burglaries in the South Leitrim area. And in the burglary in Lahey, in the recycling centre, you can contact Belashannon 07198 58530, and always our confidential line 1800 666 111.